And that how they keep them out in the field?
Lay them out in the field till they get dry. Then they go there and haul them in, and with those wagon and team.
How would they stack them up?
They would stack them as near as I can get it up in piles, and those I forget what we call it, but anyway, those bundles was probably that big around, not big around than that. Had bundles of them, they would stack them, go to the barn.
When they were out drying,
dry.
But while they were drying, what would they call those? Would that be a stook of oats or a shock?
Stack of oats.
Stack of oats.
Yeah.
And once the oats got dry, how would they get the grain out?
Well, I tell you, they wouldn't harvest them out. Didn't in this country, you see, they may have where other places. They didn't harvest that grain out. They would feed that grain just like that bundle.
I see.
They bundle out like this bundle up. They would feed them.
Mm-hmm.
Go in there and throw two bundles to start.
And if they did harvest out the grain, what would they call that? Somebody told me they had some kind of machine.
A binder or something, I'm trying to think.
That would beat the grain out.
Well, they did, people, but not in this country, to my remembrance. They didn't get those grains out of it as near as I can get it. They fed the stock that bone.
I see.
Now, if they did, I can't recall.
Would that be a threshing?
Threshing of wheat.
That's
wheat. But now, that's you know, they're telling me they used to have a wheat thresher. They threshed that wheat out, but now the oats, I don't remember about them.
Well, that's interesting.
But the oats,
about
the wheat they did.
Mm-hmm.
As near as I can get it.
I see.
Yes.
And how about, can you tell me about hay, how that was grown and harvested?
They cut that hay down, and in them times, that hay would stay out there maybe 3 and 4 days. Now, we're not talking about the new time. That used to be on the old time. The new time, you know, they can cut that hay and the balers falling it. That day. We talking about what used to be. So, they'd let it cure that hay, and then they'd get, a fellow would ride a machine, 2 horses, prongs in behind him, just like you see my fingers all the way across, and then they had a dumper. They would dump that hay in there. They would haul it in. It's done dried now.
Mm-hmm.
Now that started.
When they first cut it, how would they keep it in the field?
Let it lie out there for about. Well, sometime they would stack it and not haul it out. Sometime they'd stack it and not bale it then. I with a man way years ago, we cut hay south of town here, and I believe he would stack it, and it would stay there. Long time of that year. And then we'd go and get it out of that stack, haul it, come right through town here.
Mm-hmm.
Way years ago.